I am seeking help. I am not your enemy, and I am not your friend. I am a person in dire need of help, begging for help from professionals. I have been attempting to find this help intensified since arriving back at my family home in July of 2017. Further intensified double when it was March of 2019 my HIV care doctor terminates HIV care because I want to have a discussion with him about the quality of care I was receiving in Generate attributed to the local AIDS service organization of Footila AIDS Project, dash and various other elements that I posted onto Twitter tagged to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. HIV Director, Dr. Jonathan Merman, @dermerman, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. From Twitter onto Instagram. His name came up in composing this. I have not been able to have HIV care within the scope and view of what was attempted with my HIV doctor, the clinic he was employed under, indeed has a Twitter id, @borregoelf. I brought a newfangled thing, as bake oven, QR scan code to access the introduction public tweet thread which still remains history on Twitter, dash even though Dr. Merman cut and run dash blocked me just like you did, you are not able to give yourself permission to become conflict avoidant in a matter of a huge mess, a wicked problem actually. My doctor replied he would not have time. I pressed him as that being nonsense and he divorced our relationship illegally. Everything inside of this that creates a conflict of interest to the law, is an element of coercion that you are not acting of your own free will. I see something way more than you know. I know what is going on, it must terminate. Now. Immediately. I do not give you the consent to cut out what is your fiduciary obligations upon the agency board director of that crisis text line. Your legal obligation here doctor, dash. And if whatever state law applies to where you are does not have such clauses does not negate the facts that apply to the moral needs. You could consult a lawyer to retain your conflict avoidance, you will never be able to hold that conflict of interest. How about you do the right thing, the first time here, let's do it right for a change, eh? Line of equals signs https://www.stpa.org/pg=ftr-feb-2017-5. Nonprofit Corporations, Board Authority and Fiduciary Duties. By Jonathan Grissom. Henderson, Caverly, Pimancharni LLP. Persons serving on boards of directors of California nonprofit corporations are often unaware of the authority held by the board and the duties each director owes to the organization they serve. Pursuant to the California Corporations Code, the board of directors exercises, or directs the exercise of, all corporate powers, subject to member approval where required. Code paragraph 5120, 7210, 9210. The authority of the board is tempered by the fact that all decisions are mad collectively by all members of the board. In addition, all decisions of the members of the board are mad in light of four primary fiduciary duties owed by all directors to the organizations they serve. Those duties are as follows: 1. The duty of care. 2. The duty of inquiry. 3. The duty of loyalty. And 4. The duty to follow investment standards. 1. The duty of care. The standard of conduct for directors of nonprofit public benefit corporations is set forth in quote paragraph 5231A, which provides as follows, a director shall perform the duties of a director, including duties as the member of any committee of the board upon which the director may serve, in good faith, in a manner such director believes to be in the best interests of the corporation, and with such care, including reasonable inquiry, as an ordinarily prudent person in a like position would use under similar circumstances. 2. Duty of inquiry. The director's obligation to make reasonable inquiry is derived from quote paragraph 5231. This duty provides that directors cannot close their eyes to the activities of the organization and, if they are put on notice by the presence of suspicious circumstances, they may be required to make such reasonable inquiry as an ordinarily prudent person would make under similar circumstances. In fulfilling their duty of inquiry, directors may obtain the services of and rely upon opinions, reports or other information prepared or presented by any of the following, one or more officers or employees of the corporation whom the directors believe to be reliable and competent in the matters presented, counsel, independent accountants, or other persons on matters which the director believes to be within such person's professional or expert competence, and a committee of the board upon which the director does not serve, as to matters within the committee's designated authority, which committee the director believes to merit confidence. If a director has the reason to doubt information that has/is being supplied, the director owes a fiduciary duty to inquire further into those matters. Such duty may be exercised by the board through the retention of experts to assist the directors in verifying the information supplied, obtaining additional information, and analyzing the matters to which the information pertains. 3. Duty of loyalty. Directors must act in a manner that they believe to be in the best interest of the corporation. Code paragraph 5231, 7231, 9241. Where the organization does not have a membership that is served by the organization, the directors must strive to advance the organization's charitable purposes. The duty of loyalty includes a duty to avoid conflicts of interest between the directors individually and the corporation. 4. Duty to follow investment standards. This fiduciary duty applies to investment assets held by public benefit corporations, the assets of which are held in charitable trust. Code paragraph 5240 sets forth the following applicable standards: avoid speculation, looking instead to the permanent disposition of the funds, considering the probable income, as well as the probable safety of the corporation's capital, comply with additional standards, if any, imposed by the corporation's articles, bylaws, or the express terms of an instrument or agreement pursuant to which the assets were contributed to the corporation, and in carrying out their investment duties, a director must comply with the duties of due care and reasonable inquiry, mainly upon others, and may delegate its investment powers as permitted by Code paragraph 5210. In addition to the duties mentioned above, directors of applicable organizations are obligated to use funds and assets, including but not limited to endowment funds, in accordance with the provisions of the Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act, UPMIFA. California Probate Code paragraph 18501-18510. Directors of nonprofit and religious organizations are encouraged to learn more about the duties under which they operate and the standards to which they are held. Line of equals signs the blocking you did to my account on Twitter at grutwap was unwarranted for sure. Says to me, dash. Swat, shufly don't bother me and. From you to me, dash go fuck off and die, dash. As you have shown an internet meme graphic here on Instagram, give yourself permission to restrict access to you. For such reasons, dash overwhelmed by time, energy, or space. Your obligations of legal standing trump yourself dash serving permission to. Become conflict avoidant, we must have an understanding. Today we begin that trek dash I retain a copy and history of each and every act I make. Tread lightly Dr. Wellness, dash you have already shown your cards. Time for the shit to hit the fan, and let it go, get rid of it. It stinks around here.